I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. At the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in the summer of 1787, the framers agreed to send the proposed document to the states for a straight up or down vote. To invite or permit amendments would lead to endless debate and potentially the loss of 5 months of very hard work. The assent of 9 states was needed. The assent of a couple of states was most keenly needed, one of which was Massachusetts. The ratifying convention in Boston began on Wednesday, January 9, 1788. At 355 delegates, it was a large convention, and anti-federalist sentiment was strong. Debate dragged on for 3 weeks. At last, Federalists somewhat reluctantly agreed that though no amendments could be offered immediately, ratification could be coupled with recommendations for future amendments. On January 31st, John Hancock rose and endorsed ratification, along with recommendation for 9 future amendments, 2 of which would go on to become the 5th and 10th Amendments in the Bill of Rights. Finally, on February 8th, a vote was called and Massachusetts ratified by a very narrow 187-168 margin. With the freedom enshrined in our Constitution comes attendant risk. Mitigating 21st century risk is the job of a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Set an appointment to examine your coverage at HibbsHallmark.com.